No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Rockies Insider with me, Patrick Lyons, in the middle of this Mets series. Hope your Saturday is going well, or your weekend if you're listening to this on Sunday. Rockies do have some good news about some bad things, if you will. I've got you some updates on prospects. Daniel Bard, a couple former Rockies, and what else is going on in the National League West? I've got far too much to cover. Let's see if I can compact this down. But injury updates. So good news about bad things. Chase Dolander with his right forearm inflammation. You probably heard earlier this week on the Rockies Insider podcast. I think that one dropped Tuesday, or maybe you were watching live over on YouTube. That's why you got to make sure you are subscribed to the YouTube channel, Rockies Insider on YouTube. But you heard Chase Dolander saying, hey, not too concerned about the forearm. Should be back in the minimal amount of time. He looked good throwing a live batting practice earlier this week at Wrigley. And according to manager Warren Schaefer, he's been solid. So he threw 98 pitches in 4 2/3 in his last start on May 18th. So got the pitch count up pretty high, but Schaefer thinks he's looking good in general. It's good to see that Dolander should miss too much more time. Austin Gomber, his left shoulder inflammation. He also threw live batting practice earlier this week, Tuesday to be exact. Looked good. Continues to progress towards his season debut. Got to imagine we're still about 4 or 5 weeks away from that to happen. Tyro Estrada's fractured wrist. He's playing down in Albuquerque, putting together a couple multi-hit games during his rehab assignment. Expected to come off the injured list and make his Rockies season debut at some point during the road trip, probably in that Marlins series. If not, he'll do it at home against the Mets. Ryan Feltner with those back spasms. He had a bullpen session on May 22nd, and he was healthy. He declared himself at least healthy enough to go and make a rehab start for Albuquerque. I think there was a day where he was slated to start, and then the Isotopes ended up having to scramble and had a bullpen game. So he's still, again, on the comeback route. And then Chris Bryant with his lumbar degenerative disc disease. He had that ablation procedure at the beginning of the month in May, and Brian is exercising, but has not been cleared for baseball activities. Still 3 more years left on his deal. Let's get to the prospects. Again, more good news. Sean Sullivan, the lefty who is starting games for the AA Hartford Yard Goats. According to MLB Pipeline, he's the hottest pitching prospect right now for the Rockies. He was a little bit behind. He had a hip labrum issue at surgery on that hip during the offseason. So he sort of got a late jump on his spring, but he is back to giving AA hitters a bit of trouble. Had a stop at the Complex League, single A start to rehab. He's got a 1.27 ERA over 21 and a third innings of work so far this season. He's the Rockies' number 9 prospect, according to MLB.com. And last week, May 25th, he had 5 2/3 scoreless innings with only 2 hits, 2 walks, and 6 strikeouts. 2 of his 3 starts for the Yard Goats this season have been scoreless outings of at least 5 innings. That is a big, big positive. In AA Hartford, Cole Carrig, the Rockies' number 3 prospect, has just been hitting. He gets on base. He gets a base hit in virtually every game. He has been 4th in the league in runs. He's among the league leaders in RBI as well. So sort of doing a Charlie Blackman impersonation, playing the outfield, stealing some bases, hard-nosed brand of baseball where he's both getting on base, scoring runs, but driving in runs as well. Outfielder Juan Guerrero, who's long been a sleeper in my book, I think he will be a big leaguer at some point. Will he have a long career? That I don't know. But will he make it to the majors? Yes, I think so, because I feel like he's hit at every level. He's given an opportunity. He has been really strong. He had 8 doubles this month, which was tied for third most in the Eastern League. So keep an eye out for Juan Guerrero. For me, he is somewhat of a sleeper. And if you're looking for guys to feel good about, not every player is going to make the majors and make an impact. But when you can identify a guy in the minors that you say, no, this player has that it factor that's going to allow him to make that jump from AAA to the majors. And when they do, it feels good. I was right about Alan Trejo being a very late round guy. And yeah, I made it to the majors and, you know, was a contributing member to a big league club for a little while. Josh Fuentes was that guy way back when. And I think Juan Guerrero is going to add his name to that list. In high A Spokane, McCade Brown was named the Northwest League Pitcher of the Week after 5 scoreless frames of one-hit ball, career high 11 strikeouts on May 24th. His strikeout to 9 is third amongst Rockies minor leaguers since 2024. Some guys who don't have great K/9 numbers still do make it to the majors, but when it's really good and it's not just at a Dominican Summer League level or a low A level, high A, even still, you have a lot to prove. McCade Brown does have a lot to prove, but he has been a player that has done it time and time again. His 13 strikeouts per 9 is third highest among Rockies minor leaguers since 2024. He's a guy that I think his Rule 5 day is coming up here pretty soon, so maybe a transition to a bullpen gets him to the majors a little bit quicker, especially with his proclivity to miss bats. Jared Thomas, which you can see some of him talking about his game and what he likes to do as a leadoff hitter, his comfort batting leadoff. You can see that over on the Rockies Insider channel on YouTube. He's hit safely in a majority of games for high A Spokane, is among league leaders and amongst all high A players. So there's 3 high A level leagues in the minors. And again, whether you want to just look at the Northwest League or all high A level, you're going to see a lot of Jared Thomas's name. At low A, Fresno infielder Jacob Hinderleiter is playing very well during an 18-game hitting streak, longest by a Grizzly this year. 2 other names worth pointing out is righty Nathan Blasic, who does lead the Cal League in saves. He's 8-for-9 during his save opportunities. And Marcos Herrera, tip of the cap to him, 1.80 ERA in 15 innings across 3 starts, 5 innings in each of those starts. Really solid stuff. Let's talk about some ex-Rockies. There's some news on Daniel Bard. Yeah, believe it or not, Daniel Bard. Now, he worked out for 10 teams, and he's been getting some interest from a bunch of clubs, and he really wants to only go to a contender. He really only wants to go and contribute if he can be a part of something bigger. He's now 40 years old, and while that might seem like, yeah, a long shot, if you will, but remember, he did return at 35 years old, which is still old in the baseball world. And he had missed 6 straight years in the majors. He had played for some of it, had the yips, but he came back once. He could do it again after recovering from some injury. So I don't think he's going back to the Rockies in any capacity. But Daniel Bard, good for him, doing some things. Garrett Hampson, you may or may not have realized, is now with the Cincinnati Reds. He was DFA'd by the Diamondbacks 2 weeks ago and signed a major league deal with the Reds. So now Hampy is back with Connor Joe in Cincinnati, a team that includes 2023 Rockies catcher Austin Wins. So those Reds, they're the Midwest Rockies because they also got Brent Suter in their bullpen. They've got Colorado native Taylor Rogers and then Sam Moll, who was drafted and developed by the Rockies for a while, is at AAA Louisville and is on the 40-man roster. So the Reds, okay, they've got themselves a decent amount of ex-Rockies. Greg Jones was released by the White Sox in early May. He signed a minor league deal with the Astros. Joel Piamps, you might remember him, or you probably didn't. He was just a international signing, was in the minors with the Rockies, and in a similar way, like a Greg Jones, or rather, not Greg Jones, Sam Moll is the better example, because he never actually played with the Rockies. He left the organization and then found success later. He got designated for assignment by Milwaukee after his rough start this season, but over the last 2 years was really good. 2.78 ERA in just under 130 innings pitched for the Brewers. So maybe he can get himself latched on with a different team, especially if you got a good pitching coordinator, you got a good pitching coach that says, hey, let's make a couple tweaks here and there. And I think we got ourselves back that guy that was successful with Milwaukee from 2023 to 2024. Let's talk about the NL West, Shohei Ohtani and the Dodgers. Look, he's getting back up on a mound. I don't know if he is going to pitch again. And I only say that because he's been so good at hitting that you don't want the pitching to negatively impact the hitting, especially if the pitching can't get back to a certain level. That's something that Ryan Spielberg was one of the first people I heard talking about Ohtani in that capacity, that, hey, wait a minute, if he's a perennial 50-50 candidate with 50 homers and 50 stolen bases, how much more value could he possibly add if he goes back to starting pitching? I don't know. Last Sunday, speaking of Citi Field, where the Rockies are at right now, Ohtani threw 22 pitches over three batters during a live BP session with Hyesung Kim, and then I think one of their coaches, essentially, who'd never played the majors before, but that's sort of besides the point. He looked good, you know, fastball sitting in the mid-90s. He's been throwing bullpen sessions for the last couple months. He threw 50 pitches in a bullpen session a couple weekends ago. So, you know, he's ramping up, and it'll be interesting to see how they work out a rehab assignment while staying on the active roster. There are rules in place that will allow him to do something like that. That's very unique. It's only allowed for two-way players, which there are very few of in the majors. And by very few of, I mean even fewer than you realize, because there are now rules governing whether who is considered a position player or not. It's not just like Kyle Farmer is not a two-way player because he's pitched a little bit, or Alan Trejo or Jacob Stallings. No, they are not two-way players. They are just position players who have also pitched, just like there are even more rarely a pitcher who happens to have received a plate appearance or an at-bat.
No one plans for hair loss, but through Hims, you can take the next step with confidence. Access treatments made with clinically proven ingredients like finasteride and minoxidil to stop hair loss and regrow hair in 3 to 6 months. No waiting rooms, no hoops, just ingredients with a track record of results. You shouldn't have to go out of your way to feel like yourself. Hims brings expert care straight to you, with 100% online access to personalized treatments that put your goals first. For simple online access to personalized and affordable care for hair loss, ED, weight loss, and more, visit hims.com/Hail Mary. That's hims.com/Hail Mary for your free online visit. hims.com/Hail Mary. Individual results may vary, based on studies of topical and oral minoxidil and finasteride. Prescription required. See website for full details, restrictions, and important safety information.
Dodgers, just you know about how rough their starting pitching staff has been, and their starters going on the IL, three of their five opening day starters on the IL. But Roki Sasaki, in a positive way, he started a throwing progression at some point this past week. 23-year-old is ramping things up since going on the IL 2 weeks ago with a right shoulder impingement. Padres also feeling the pain a little bit of a starting pitcher on the IL, as Michael King went on the IL due to inflammation in his throwing shoulder. That's a big hit for them, as he was really leading that staff with Joe Musgrove out with the Tommy John surgery. And yeah, we know Stephen Kolek was great for the Padres in that 21-0 shutout, but they've needed Michael King in a big way. The bright side for them would be that Yu Darvish is close to returning. His elbow inflammation that reared its ugly head during spring training mid-March has held him out, but he's looking closer and closer to making his 2025 debut. San Francisco, you know, they've been a lot healthier than they've been in years past, particularly last year. I think that's been, you know, critical for them to get the best out of their players is keep them healthy, keep them on the field. That has so much value. Verlander did go on the IL, though, with pectoral soreness. I don't think I've ever seen that before for any player. Like, the pectoral muscle is just not one that baseball players use. So he'll be able to return here in a couple of days on June 3rd. 23-year-old Kyle Harrison, who was really solid for the Giants the last few seasons, it feels like. I think he debuted even at Coors Field. He's going back into the rotation. He'll get at least two starts before Verlander comes back. Jordan Hicks is healthy, but I mention him because this further underlines the lack of injuries, the lack of IL stints, the dearth of healthy pitchers that the Giants have had. Jordan Hicks is going to the bullpen for the time being, as rookie Hayden Birdsong has been solid. And, you know, this isn't necessarily a bad thing for Hicks. He went to the bullpen a little bit last year, and, you know, the Giants were bullish on him, you know, two off seasons ago, when they gave him a four-year, $44 million deal. That was, you know, $11 million a year is a lot, but if you're saying Jordan Hicks, the closer, making $11 million a year, that's almost a bargain. But they gave him 4 years, spread it out, and said, you know what, we want you to be a starting pitcher to start, or rather, we're going to allow you to give that a shot. And so he's kind of been vacillating back and forth, but that's worked out, I think, well for both parties. Then in terms of the Diamondbacks, their rotation, well, it's just been meh. MLB trade rumors pointed out that of the 15 free agent starters that have signed for at least $20 million as an average annual salary in the last two off seasons, the Diamondbacks have been responsible for three of them. Yeah. Yeah. Eduardo Rodriguez got the four-year $80 million contract two off seasons ago. He's now out with a spell or for a spell with shoulder inflammation. Jordan Montgomery, he extended that stay and did not opt out, so he's getting $50 million over 2 years. And then most recently, Corbin Burnes, of course, got that six-year $210 million deal, which in actuality it has a more present-day value, closer to $194 million. It's just that when Burnes gets his money, you know, it's prolonged. Right, we know about that. We know how nice it is for a guy to get quote unquote deferred money. That just look, however you want to pay me is fine, but the Diamondbacks are only paying him $194 million, just like the Dodgers are only paying Ohtani $460 million. That's what they are paying Ohtani. And then Ohtani, when he takes his money out of the bank, or when the Dodgers push the button to say, here's your $460 million in 10 to 20 years, it's worth more than that, because that's interest, that's escrow. You know how that works. So look, this division is a tough one, to say the least, and it's just not going to get any easier. So the Rockies got to figure out a lot of things. And even if they're not even looking at the rest of the NL West, just look around the game of baseball, because there are three wild card teams. I think it's just a defeatist attitude to look at the NL West and say, man, this division is just so good, there's no way the Rockies can compete. No. The Diamondbacks didn't say, look how good this division is, there's no way we can compete. They didn't do that. They figured out a way, they invested in their roster, and they've competed. The Giants have not looked at the Diamondbacks and the Padres and the Dodgers and said, there's no way that we can compete with these three teams in our division. They found a way to make it work. They found the money for Willie Adames. They've done other things to make their club better. They've invested in that club. So it's just a defeatist attitude, I think, to look at the NL West and say, man, I just can't wait for realignment. That's fine. You can say that. You can wait for that. But the Rockies can't afford to wait for anything to happen to them. They need to control their own fate. And I don't really think that they've done that. I think they've sat on their hands in a lot of different ways. And they thought, well, you know, what if we cut corners here and there? We're still doing most of the things that the other teams in the game are doing. And maybe they're doing most of those things, but they're not doing most of those things as well as everybody else. And that is one of the things that is leading to a historically bad season, the likes of which, despite seeing it last year from the White Sox, we've still never seen it this bad before. It's really bad. And things are going to get worse too. Not in terms of the win-loss record. I think if anything, you know, despite a 130 loss projection, sure, the Rockies might end up with 122. And so, all right, they turned their things around. They won eight more than they were currently projected at this juncture. But things are going to get worse with frustrations within the clubhouse because we're a third of the way through the season. Four more months of baseball and losses at home, on the road, playing poorly, errors, bad pitching. It's not going to stay this bad. It's going to be worse. It really will be. There will be those good moments. There will be those things of positivity. I think there'll be a lot more of those where you can hang your hat on and say, man, this guy's a dude. You'll start to feel a little bit better and say, you know what, Hunter Goodman, damn it, he's a dude. More people around the game need to show him some respect. Yeah, I think we'll get to that point. Same thing, Jordan Beck. Hey, show some respect to him. Ezekiel Tovar, give him a little more respect. He's exciting. We'll get that. The only problem is if it's only Beck, Tovar, and Goodman at the top of the lineup, what happens for those other six batters? How long do you have to wait for the top three in the order to come up and score some runs? That's problematic. So there are going to be more embarrassments, more really bad headlines coming up this season. There's no way around it, unfortunately, as the Rockies continue to play as poorly as they've been. You guys have not been treating me poorly. You've been treating me great. I appreciate it. I love that momentum you give me. At Patrick D. Lyons, MLB over on the social medias. That's where you can be more positive to me and get in a conversation. And my DMs are open. I respond to people when they ask me questions about whatever it is that they've got on their mind. I always do my best to answer them or even find out something if I don't know it. I've gotten a couple of those where I say, oh, you know, I don't think I noticed that. Or, you know what, I need to follow up on that. So DMs are open. Hit me up. Appreciate it. Go to the Rockies Insider channel over on YouTube. Subscribe to that bad boy so you know when I'm going live, especially if I'm live from Coors Field after a game or if I have a guest. There's plenty of shorts and plenty of interviews from the dugout, both former Rockies players, current Rockies. Got to check that out. So yes, appreciate the momentum you've provided me. But as I like to say, momentum, it's only as good as my next show. So of course, I'll talk to you then.
Shop Wayfair now, month-long big deals. Yeah, these are steals.
70% less money spent.
You can't go wrong. Check out the song. Best if they're poor. Black Friday scores.
Garlands and trees.
Saving with ease.
Lights for your house. Lamps for your spouse.
Save at Wayfair.
On dining chairs. Mattresses to sheets. Better you. Everything home. These things in chrome. Hands of the clock. Area roads. Fast shipping. Wow, Wayfair is how.
Win the season. Win the season. Wayfair.
You know those cravings that hit you out of nowhere? Charred steak tacos, silky mushroom risotto, or a perfect summer salad. When the craving hits, CookUnity delivers. Made with real ingredients and no shortcuts. CookUnity was made for adventurous eaters. With 160-plus award-winning chefs curating an ever-expanding menu of small batch meals. Get ready to eat meals delivered directly to your door, all tailored to your lifestyle, dietary needs, and cravings. Their roster of Food Network alums, James Beard Award winners, and acclaimed restaurateurs balance bold flavors and nutrition in their handcrafted meals, which are freshly prepared, delivered to your door, and never frozen. Get what you're craving. Try the freshest, best-tasting meal delivery made by your favorite celebrity chefs. Go to cookunity.com/crave or enter code CRAVE before checkout for free premium meals for life. That's free premium meals for life at cookunity.com/crave.